Students will be going back to school in September, but situations will vary region to region, even school to school. Virtual learning will be available for K-12 students who are unable to get to class, but government says online is less of an attractive option for the younger grades. All students will have to complete a self-screening each day before going to class. The choice to wear a mask will be a personal one for students, staff, and teachers. Large gatherings are not going to be permitted, but outdoor playtime will continue even though social distancing is unlikely. Many of the logistics are being left to the two school districts and the individual school itself to work out over the summer. School officials must be able to change course on short notice, says Education Minister Brian Moore.
Areas with minimal cases and lower risk may continue with in-class instruction more fully than areas with more COVID-19. Adjustments will be made to the delivery of the education at a regional level, within a family of schools, within a specific school, or at a classroom level. The intent is to avoid a provincial shutdown.
The government is spending $20 million to upgrade technology required for online learning. And the NLTA is raising concerns over many issues, including the question of safe schools, classroom size, and the substitute teacher shortage. President Dean Ingram addressed a list of problems with the plan. He says any plan which does not include sufficient resources is destined to fail. There is no mention of additional resources in the plan, something which concerns the NLTA.
The NLTA looks forward to discussion with government and the school districts regarding how to address the absence of any provision of additional resources to support the identified measures or concerns. For example, as it pertains to school cleaning, the plan speaks at great length of the need for enhanced cleaning and disinfecting protocols.
Ingram says he has been guaranteed a meeting with public health to talk about some of the details and expectations.